Blog Talk Radio.
Like a Santorum could use a win in Arizona and Michigan. He's going to have a tough time. I sent an email to the governor of Arizona yesterday asking her if she would consider Santorum, endorsing Santorum, because he could use it, you know. And this morning, before I had my breakfast, she endorsed Romney. I got to tell you, I honestly feel Romney can't beat Obama. It's going to take a strong spirit to beat Obama, and Romney doesn't have the spirit. Gingrich has the spirit. Santorum has the spirit. Ron Paul has made a deal with Romney, and they both sandwiched Santorum on the last debate. And I wouldn't have believed Ron Paul had made a deal with Romney, except when John King asked him, is Santorum a liar? And he had a look on his face like, here's my part now to play. And if you take a look at that clip, you'll see his face. You don't see that facial expression anywhere else, but right there when he threw the harpoon. So, of course, they'll tell you, the big boys will tell you that Santorum has no money, and Gingrich has no money, and you're going to need money to win. Well, if you're going to need money to win, then what's the sense of letting everybody vote? Why don't you just let the money boys pick the winner? So I'm going to read you something I seen on Fox, but I'm going to take a quick break so I can run over and get it, and I give you a short tune Let me see if we can find something. Oh, I was that song that we just played. That's about an immigrant who came to the United States, and as soon as he got off the boat, they sent him to fight the Civil War. And speaking of civil wars, we've got a situation. Obama has completely screwed up the entire Middle East. He has undone whatever good this country has done in the Middle East. He has alienated Israel. He's thrown Israel to the wolves. And former peaceable Arabs are now getting ready for the great jihad. And Egypt, they can't get American citizens out of Egypt. They're all holed up in the American embassy, but you don't hear that in the media. The Secretary of Transportation's son is a wanted criminal in Egypt, and he's holed up in the American embassy. And 16 American workers, embassy workers of, I guess, Egyptian nationality, are all under arrest. And, of course, who's in that one jail cell on a stretcher is Hosni Mubarak, who never hurt us as much as we're being hurt right now. And we're not even saying, no, we're not even wishing the poor guy well. And he's rotting away in a jail cell. He'll probably die in that jail cell. And that's the way it goes. Besides that, you've got the run out in Iraq has now opened the doors for Iran. So Obama gave us a retreat. And he signaled to the entire Middle East that we're wide open and can be attacked from any side. And as a result of his, I don't want to say cowardice, but his lack of due diligence, we're all going to pay a terrible price. And I feel sorry for the last GIs out of that region. And we are on the run. And as a matter of fact, the U.S. Navy announced yesterday they're going to up-arm the Navy vessels that they got around the Straits of Hormuz. That tells me they weren't ready. They weren't ready until yesterday, and they may not be ready yet. So we're in trouble. And I know what's going to hold it up. It's going to be the word from the commander-in-chief. And a lot of people are going to die waiting on that word. So let me give you a patriotic song before it gets banned, and when I come back, we'll do a tune. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna do my own true love.
Last time I found you. love.
So I'm watching Fox yesterday, and I can see that Fox is in the bag for Romney, and they've been they started off gently stabbing Santorum in the back, and Gingrich too. And they have been bringing on Romney. All of their anchors all have something nice to say about Romney. I'll give you an example. Santorum was ahead in Michigan by 4 points, and Fox announced that Santorum and Romney are even. Then Romney went ahead in Michigan by 4 points, and they said it was the great leap of forward. So I don't know if I'm dealing with Red China here now or what. But there was an ad, a commercial, while I'm watching the Fox News, and it was called, the ad was paid for by a PAC group, and they tossed Santorum up. They went back to where he picked his nose in the second grade. Everything you could think that, you know, all of the world's ills, hurricanes, gales, they were all Santorum's fault. And then it said it was paid for by a PAC group called Restore Our Future. So I figured it was George Soros that did the hit on Santorum. So I looked up Restore Our Future, and Restore Our Future, I looked it up on Wikipedia, was founded by Romney Yates in 2010. Charles Spies, the group's treasurer and former for Romney 2008 campaign for the presidential nomination, described Restore Our Future as an independent effort focused on getting Romney elected president. Now, this guy Romney has been, and I'm going to tell you, if he's the appointed one to compete against the anointed one, you know who I'm voting for. ABO, baby. Anybody but Obama. But I just want you to know that this guy has been doing dry runs on the White House nomination for at least 16 years. At least 8 years, all right? And the group reported raising over $12 million in the first half of 2011 in the form of large donations from approximately 90 wealthy individuals and corporations. And the largest contributor individually was a billionaire, and I don't have his name here because it didn't print, but it's one guy, and he's famous for having enriched himself by betting on the collapse of the housing industry. An additional $1 million came from a corporation with no record of actual business activities. WSPAN LLC was incorporated, donated to the PAC, and then dissolved in a matter of months, attracting concerns from election watchdog groups and campaign finance experts about the use of to shield large campaign contributions from public scrutiny. Several watchdog groups requested more information about Restore Our Future, and they had to put out a disclaimer that they are not affiliated with Bain Capital or any of our employees. Shortly thereafter, Edward Conrad, a former top executive at Bain Capital and longtime Romney supporter, came forward to state that he had formed WSPAN LLC and funded and authorized the $1 million contribution. Kennard requested that Restore Our Future amend its filings to reflect that. Well, I can tell you one thing. See, that's all Mickey Mouse hanky-panky, and that's moving money around. And you don't have to worry about that with Santorum, because Santorum has no money. And they'll say that, he's got one millionaire backer. Santorum has no money. He can't play. You look what Romney did to Gingrich in, was it Florida? He had, yeah, I think it was Florida. Romney had 1,300 ads slurring Gingrich against Gingrich's 200, and he had gotten, Gingrich had gotten a $5 million donation from a guy that owns a casino. I used to joke that if you can't say something nice about somebody, say it behind their back. When you have money in silver spoons, you can hurt a good man from the sidelines. Romney is using Massachusetts tactics to snuff a little guy. Wouldn't want him to get love now, would we? Let's look at the little guy. He did not save the European filch, the circus, with the bailout. That's the Olympics, paid for by the American taxpayer. You know, Romney saved the Olympics. Well, the United States is not the Olympics. We're a lot bigger than the Olympics. So let's look out for that little guy. He did not save the European filth circus with a bailout paid for by the American taxpayer. I thought we were not doing bailouts. So what did we do? Buy gold medals for the Russians? If saving the Olympics is with American taxpayer money, let them ski to Hindu Kush. That is not a business, a stroke of genius. Can you see everybody on the unemployment line getting free ice skates? Now Romney is visiting the state he abandoned, claiming to be their favorite son. Tomorrow you can put Santorum on the assembly line in that state and you'll get a day's work. Who wears out Romney's election work clothes? Throw some manure on that brown jacket, Joe. I'm visiting farmers tomorrow. Santorum went to a small town in Iowa. This wasn't played up in the press, but I caught it, and held a town hall meeting for one guy who showed up. One guy who showed up. If he will do that for one, he will do it for all. He never laid off a worker. He never profited from the misfortune of workforce cuts. While Obama is starving coal miners, Santorum is trying to keep food on their table. The Royal Republicans and Fox say only governors can be president. Wasn't Harry Truman a senator? Who was as honest as Harry Truman? You know, there's a story about Harry Truman was in New Jersey driving his own car without any protection after he was president, and he got pulled over by a state highway patrolman, and the guy was writing his summons. And he looked at it and he seen it was Harry Truman, and he went, "Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'll take care of this." And Harry Truman says, "I broke the law. You write the ticket." Now, why did he do that? He did that because he was setting good example, and he wanted that trooper to be proud of his president. And here we got President Pinocchio pants that made $170 million in government. And Obama started out with $3 million already. Wait to see what he ends up with. And he'll be in the 1%. So the Royal Republicans and Fox say that only governors can be president. Harry Truman said, if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. Santorum will tell you when he makes a mistake. Romney will tell you his Obamacare is better than Obama's Obamacare. And then tell you everybody was happy with Massachusetts Obamacare. Who could not get to the telephone. Santorum's problem is the Royal Republicans, who are helping the Democamos smear him. They want an easy win that requires a swivel chair ass catcher. They want to show up at convention time, sing Bula Bula and go home, then hope gas prices go to $9 a gallon to get rid of Obama with no effort on their part. Besides, this Tea Party crowd is getting too strong. And I heard today that the price of gas in Europe, I don't know if it was $12 a gallon or $15 a gallon. Let's say it was $12 a gallon. Well, I can remember when gas was $2 and in Europe it was $5. So that's a $3 spread. So if they're up to $12 and there's going to be a $3 spread again, you're going to be paying $9 a gallon. Don't think it can't happen. This Obama has put the entire country on suicide watch. So Santorum's problem is the Royal Repuppies. Up against Santorum right now are the Royal Repups, Romney and his squire, Ron Paul, who stared Santorum in his right side for a Romney vice presidency. Check the YouTube clips, like I told you before, when John King asked Ron Paul, "What did you say Santorum is a liar?" And check the look on his face. Obama does not want to see Santorum because Obama leaves abortion wounded babies to die in hospital sinks. Santorum represents the working poor. He still has religion in a godforsaken country. He loves kids and has a great first lady. No nanny. The media hates him because he has a conscience. Wall Street hates him because they already own the White House. His only constituents are the coal miner, the oil driller, the rancher, the farmer, the small business people, parents who want their children out of state-run communist schools, the people who don't want Obamacare, the Jews that want to be sure Israel still has a friend, the postal workers that Obama plans to fire, 37,000 of them, the veteran who knows that we're in deep caca, the mother who lost a son in Iraq that Obama just ran out of, the GI being betrayed in Afghanistan by a president who apologizes to back shooters. Obama's only got one problem. He never served this country. Had he served this country, he would not be doing this stuff. The people who are wiped out every day by the EPA, the workers that GM never brought back, the stockholders that Obama never paid, the 401k holders with less than they used to have, the underwater mortgage holders that never missed a payment, an entire religion called Catholics plus other Christians persecuted who refuse to worship the devil and his deeds, a military that will be smaller than Obama's military, a Marine Corps that he wants to destroy, a gun owner whose Second Amendment rights he wants to destroy, a little girl with a lemonade stand who was put out of business for being a little girl with a lemonade stand, a fisherman who wants to fish both commercially and privately, a waitress that does not want a government camera in her tip jar, a talk show host that does not want to be blacklisted by unknown accusers. They say is hearsay. The bankers who were made to look like bad guys when being pressured to give loans under the pain of government racial charges and fines, who knew that these were bad loans and were silenced by the threat of fines. The oil companies who were made to look like bad guys who kept American workers' jobs alive while Apple hired 750,000 Chinese workers. How about those windfall profits? Santorum will honestly tell you what you want to hear. That is called the truth. Everybody else will tell you what you want to hear, only what you want to hear. Obama will tell you nothing because you don't count after the camera stops running. I hope Santorum wins Michigan and Arizona. I am pinning my hopes on the endorsement of Arizona's governor. I am hoping that Michigan recognizes a fellow hard worker. Hard work crosses all ethnic barriers. One ray of hope is a TV shot of an empty stadium where Romney spoke, claiming to be Michigan's son. If you live in Massachusetts and New Hampshire, that is not Michigan. Just because I have a cowboy hat doesn't mean I used to be from Texas. Pray for our country. Hang in there, I'll give you a tune. Quick one, 1 minute and 58 seconds.
Every time that I phone, bus is the longest talker I ever known. Bus, bus, I've been trying hard to reach him all day. Bus, when I get him, I forget what to say. Should I call the operator? Is the number that he gave me my own? Bus, bus, I've been sitting here and dining all day. Bus, got to catch him and there must be a way. Bus, bus, if you heard the way he begged me to call. Bus, you could never understand it at all. When I met him, he was quiet. But now he learned to talk. Bus, bus, think I'm going to give up. Can't stand it anymore. decided that this romance is true. Can it be true that it is blinking? I can't believe it. Wait till I say hello.
Thing I'm going to talk about is the back shooting of the last two GIs in Afghanistan. I think they were in some sort of intelligence unit, and they got shot in the back of the head by an Afghani that was supposed to be trustworthy. And they mentioned that this Afghani had radio clearance and access to lifts, like helicopter lifts, and I wonder if he had anything to do with the 22 SEALs that got murdered, that Obama covered up. The guys were dead one day, and that night they were buried in the press. Their bodies didn't even get on the plane yet, and they were already forgotten about. 22 Navy SEALs from SEAL Team 6, and that's bad news, and that's covered up. And this guy has turned the Middle East into a firestorm, and they got Hillary Clinton running around using words like appalled. Appalled. I'm shocked and appalled. Yeah, give me a break. She's in Morocco. She's off to Morocco. She thinks she's in a Bing Crosby movie. Well, I got 2 minutes and 29 seconds left. I hope that Santorum gets a shot. And but remember, it's ABO, baby. Anybody but Obama. And then we can drill, drill, drill. So I'm going to close with my favorite tune. Here we go. Did I get it? It won't play. Okay.
Love was true, and we'd never.